Just 8 blocks up from Jalisco's on International Boulevard, you'll find another historic institution, the 74-year-old Williams Chapel Baptist Church. It's in the heart of the San Antonio East Lake District, and its congregation is predominantly African American. Membership used to average around 800 people, but in the last 20 years, membership has gone down to about 500, as the demographics of the neighborhood have undergone massive changes. The African American community has steadily moved out of the district to other parts of Oakland and the Bay Area, and the church is struggling to attract new members. Mills student reporter Teresa Soares takes us to Williams Chapel to see how it's reaching out to a community that is very different from what it used to be.
Pastor Anderson is standing at the pulpit in front of a small congregation on a recent Sunday morning. The worshipers are into the service. They're standing up, belting out a psalm, and grooving in place. As they finish singing, Anderson begins his sermon.
I was not in God. Yeah, but he was with God.
Anderson's been the head pastor at Williams Chapel Baptist Church for the last 3 years. He's preaching in a massive sanctuary to about 10 rows of listeners. Another 40 pews lie empty behind them.
It's been an uphill journey. You know, ministry costs money. And we're a church and not a profit organization, so we survive off of the donations that our membership gives.
But that membership is just a fraction of what it once was. At its peak, the church had over 800 members. Today, there's about 100 people listening to Anderson's service out of about 500 members. In the last 10 years, the black population in the San Antonio East Lake neighborhood has steadily declined, while the Asian American and Latino populations have increased. The fact is, for the first time, the people worshiping inside the church look very different from the people living in the surrounding neighborhood.
For us to be a predominantly African-American ministry, 6 lights from Lake Merritt on the main corner of one of Oakland's busiest streets, International, to be around other ethnicities than just being in a predominantly black community with a black church, I feel it's a blessing.
So Anderson is reaching out beyond the African-American community. He says that's one of the only ways the church can grow because of the changing cultural dynamics of the neighborhood.
That's what our focus is. We know what community we are in as of now, which is predominantly Chinese, Vietnamese. So they're all God's people.
A changing community also brings its own problems with it. While the church is trying to bulk its membership back up, it faces another set of challenges from the outside.
The graffiti is very, very strong in this community. Just about every business up and down International, it's gang affiliated.
Anybody driving down International sees this immediately. One of the first things Anderson did after becoming pastor was repaint the church.
And I just prayed and I said, Lord, I don't want this church to look like an abandoned building in this community. Lord, please allow us to get the church painted.
And he did. The church stands radiantly clean amidst the surrounding buildings on International, many dilapidated or abandoned. Still, Anderson decided not to paint one of the church walls.
That wall is a reminder for all of us, and even for the community, for those that come by, to tell them, don't forget what we once looked like. You know, sometimes we stop caring, we stop making sure that we have the right spirit and the right enthusiasm to continue to be this light in this dark community.
When he says dark, he's referring to the many challenges the neighborhood faces, like the graffiti, the recession, crime, and something that has been growing in this neighborhood.
The prostitution, it's a different world at night.
Many young girls are literally selling their body, some not because they want to, but it's survival. Some have been kidnapped and put on some type of drug.
So one of the programs the pastor plans to start is HIV awareness to target some of the new problems and residents in the neighborhood.
And I'm proud, I'm honored to be in a community that isn't just African-American. We're helping more than African-Americans. We're helping all races.
And here's how they're doing it.
We are in the process now of working with particularly a Chinese Christian church that wants to be a part of our ministry.
But Anderson is also mindful of the language barrier within the neighborhood.
We're in the process of doing a tutorial and literacy program for the community, because we know the community that we are in, English may not be their first language. So we may not have as many races within the walls on Sunday morning, but we are touching so many lives after Sunday.
Go back to your seat, believer. This little light of mine.
As the neighborhood changes, so does this community institution. It's been here nearly a century, survived World War II, the huge migrations to and from Oakland. So Pastor Anderson thinks it's likely to withstand these newest shifts with a little faith. For Cross Currents, I'm Teresa Soares.